This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners tonight will vote on a move that could increase taxes for municipalities. The county is considering a percentage-based system for service and collection as opposed to a per-parcel fee policy that's been in place since 2010. Town and city leaders say the county violated the agreement by canceling the original policy without sufficient notice. The cost of the collections will be passed on to local governments and then passed on to the taxpayers. Ariana Sinkler was jailed Friday after leading law enforcement from four agencies on a wild chase from Whiteville to Evergreen. Sinkler allegedly fled a traffic stop by Whiteville police, headed out through Chadbourne to Evergreen, then back to Chadbourne. She ditched the car on 3rd Street. Sinkler had outstanding warrants from Lumberton and Whiteville. Her passenger, Malik Wilder, was wanted for the April 13th shooting at functions in downtown Whiteville. Two juveniles in the car were uninjured and were turned over to their guardians. Sinkler was charged with kidnapping as well as multiple traffic violations and resisting an officer. The couple faces charges from Whiteville, Chadbourne, the Sheriff's Office, and the Highway Patrols. Look for more on this story online. A fugitive was arrested Thursday despite trying to hide behind a rack of clothes at an Evergreen home. Dustin Long was wanted for possessing sexually explicit images of a minor. He had evaded arrest by hiding at Sheila Todd's home. She allegedly told deputies that Long was not at the property. Todd was charged with harboring a fugitive, and Long was held under $301,500 secured bond for indecent liberties, resisting an officer, and failure to appear. Acme Delco Rigglewood responded to a fast-moving wildfire Saturday on Christian Lane. ADR fought alongside Bolton, Northwest Buckhead, and the Forest Service and dealt with extremely high winds for several hours before knocking the fire down. The Sunset Road fire in Brunswick County continues to be a problem despite Saturdays, Sundays, and today's soaking rains. The fire escaped containment on Saturday and is now affecting almost 1,400 acres. Around 10% has been contained. The Forest Service is being assisted by units from as far away as Horry County. A code orange air quality alert was issued for the area. Firefighting aircraft were grounded at one point due to civilian drones flying through the fire zone. Most of Columbus County remains in a severe drought, according to the state drought monitor that was released Thursday. Currently, the county is around 8 inches below average rainfall. The rain this weekend did help, but it was not the drought buster that's needed for the entire area. From 1 to 3 inches were reported in scattered areas of Columbus County. There was also hail in Whiteville, Chadbourne, Clarkton, and Hallsboro. The rush to beat the Real ID deadline is jamming DMV license offices statewide. The Real ID will be required for domestic flights and entering some federal facilities after May 7th. It's issued through driver's license offices. Lines for all DMV services at the Whiteville and Elizabethtown offices were wrapped around the sides of each building on Friday. A number of Real ID applicants from Brunswick County reported that they came to Whiteville due to 5-hour wait times in Brunswick County. The Annie Catherine Pridgen Community Development Foundation and the Food Bank of Central in Eastern North Carolina will host a pop-up market food distribution Saturday at 9 a.m. It's going to be at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. That's at 6224 Chadbourne Highway, Chadbourne. There is no residency, income, or ID requirements. Please bring your own bags and boxes. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.